请坐。
Please be seated。
我们一同打开这个希伯来书第三章。
Let's turn to the chapter of the book of Hebrews。
希伯来书第三章。
Hebrews chapter three。
我们大家要从第这个十二节开始来读。
We want to read from verse 12。
我们要读到最后一节，就是第十九节，翻到一同轮流来读。
12 to 19, we read it responsively。
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间会有人存着不信的恶心，把永生上帝离弃了。第十三节一同读，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬。我们若将起初缺少的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。经上说，你们心若若听他的话，就不可硬着心，像惹他发怒的日子一样。那是听见他话惹他发怒的是谁呢？岂不是跟着摩西从埃及出来的众人吗？上帝40年之久又厌烦谁呢？岂不是那些犯罪失手倒在旷野的人吗？又向谁起誓不容他们进入他的安息呢？岂不是像那些不信从的人吗？这
句话
这样看来，他们不能进入安息是因为不信的缘故了。这样看来，他们不能进入安息是因为不信的缘故了。我们低头祷告，主啊，我们再次把这个聚会交托给你，愿主赐福我们每一个到你面前来的。我们已经打开你的话语，恳求你这时候打开我们的耳朵，我们已经打开你自己活泼的圣言，恳求你打开我们愚昧心，使我们在你的面前以你的光照耀，离开黑暗归向光明，以你的真理的苏醒，使我们可以离开昏暗的思想，使我们以你的道的缘故，我们可以醒悟过来，我们可以清楚你的话语，我们可以认清我们的方向，使我们振作起来奔跑数天的道路，荣耀你的名。求主你给你的仆人将军范义礼都在你面前同感一灵，把你的真理传讲清楚，你的恩爱充满他们，你的灵自己自由运行在他们讲论的中间，使我们每一个人的心灵都背出你自己所呼唤过来。主你听我们的祷告，我们感谢赞美，奉主耶稣基督真的尊名求你，阿们。我们上个礼拜在这里思想以色列人在旷野40年试上帝、探上帝。
Last week we meditated upon the fact that the Israelites tested God for 40 years in the wilderness.
他们因为他们不信的缘故
，because of their unbelief，
所以他们没有尊重上帝。
So they did not respect God.
以肉身生活的安舒作为他们人生最重要的目的。
The most important thing in their life was to be physically comfortable.
所以他们一面不信神，一面不愿意接受神给他们的磨练。
And they were not willing to believe in God and not willing to accept the trials that will come.
他们心中常常迷雾。
In their heart, they were often confused.
所以他们就不能看见上帝的作为。
So they cannot see the work of God.
在这个前面一节所讲的，你们心里面常常迷糊，原来的意思就是你们的心走错了道路的意思。
The stem says their heart are always going astray.
所以我们每个人要常常保守我们心思意念在神的道里面生产自己。
So all of us need to contain our thoughts within the word of God to
reset ourselves.
If you are not able to hold on to our hearts, all the works will be in vain.
有什么时候，有哪个民族可以看见上帝在以色列出埃及以后所看见的更多的神迹，更多的引导。
Which other people can see the greater miracle in the people of Israel?
那摩西把这些以色列人将近200万人从埃及带出来的时候
，When Moses brought almost 2 million of the Israelites out of Egypt,
他们没有粮食
，They did not have any food.
他们没有衣服
，They did not have any clothing.
他们没有那些布料可以常常做新的衣服
，They did not have any cloth to make new clothes.
所以圣经说上帝给他们马。
And the Bible says God gave them manna.
每天都是新鲜。
Every day was food.
每天都是新鲜的。
Every day was fresh.
他们那四十年的日子中间没有饥饿。
They were not lacking in 40 years.
他们在四十年中间鞋也没有穿破。
And their soul was not damage in 40 years. And their clothing was the same. And the Lord made miracles among them. But they cannot see the work of God. Within their grace, they did not appreciate
it.
And this is a similar situation, mistakes that many of us make in our journey of faith. The hand of God is working miracles among us. But we do not think of it as strange. We sort of think that it should be like that. Do we not know that the miracles that are done among us are not seen? All the words that we have heard and the things that we have observed in our generation cannot be seen outside of this time. When Jesus Christ was on earth, he was together with people who rebelled against God. And the Pharisees were arrogant because they thought they had the laws of Moses. They thought that Moses was the greatest of all of God's servants. And with the law, they had the greatest grace of God. They did not hope for the Jesus Christ that was to be seen in the laws of God. That is why when Jesus came, they did not realize that Jesus was the one prophesied by Moses. Jesus had 35 miracles recorded among them. This was the most often time where they can see a lot of miracles in the whole history of mankind. But they thought the miracles of Jesus were normal. This tells us that when our heart has gone astray, we cannot see the work of God. And today we often treat the grace of God, the opportunities that they have given to us, and the precious environment we have as normal. That's why the Bible says the words are, their hearts are always going astray and they have not known my ways. From this verse, I realized that in the so-called golden ages of men, we often take it for granted. When Johann Sebastian Bach was on earth, he had a lot of cantata and he composed them. In the past, we thought he composed about 200
songs.
But recently, the research showed that maybe he had composed 300
songs.
He did it almost on a weekly basis, always preparing 1 week in advance. In 3 days, he will compose it, and then he will rehearse for 3 days and perform on the seventh day. Everyone was fresh. Everyone was new in history. And when Tata is about half an hour, and the choir had to practice all the time, really.
不但如此, when
Bach was on earth,
他也做了几百琴很重要的钢琴, 这个风琴的这个演奏曲。
He also composed a lot of works for the organ.
当巴哈在世界上的时候,
when Bach was on earth,
他也不知道他蒙受这么大的恩典。
He did not know that he had such talent and grace.
有一个人甚至他不知道他的圣马太受难曲是有史以来最大的这个宗教的歌曲。
And some people say he did not realize that his St. Matthew is the greatest work, religious work in history. And he did not realize that his work will be so respected by all generations. All he thought that he wanted to do was to compose music for God so that his people can listen to
it.
But when he died, the climax of organ music passed away or as well. After Bach died,
最伟大的受难期的形式已经结束,
and there is no greater work, a religious work regarding the suffering.
再也没有人能像那些那么多的肯踏踏, 在历史上存应有的遗产。
And there's no longer such prolific works in cantata. In the same manner when George Handel was on earth. In 2 weeks he can finish an oratorio. And sometimes he can split and go and finish another one and within 5 weeks he will have two. Such a talent was indeed rare. Never a person like
that.
In the same manner, oratorio has passed away since Handel died.
从Handel死以后到现在，全世界写的最伟大的oratorio 不能够以他在世的时候所写的22个，连数目都不能比。
There is no great oratorio since the death of Handel, compared to the 22 that he has written.
In terms of number.
In terms of number.
In terms of quality. Quality wise, 我相信这个 Elijah of Mendel 是很高级的 oratorio. 那么我们看见这些人在世界上的时候,
when these people were on earth,
神给他恩典,
God gave them special grace.
神借着他们给世界上的作品,
and through them God gave works to the man.
都是大到一个地步不能再有的地步,
and these are such great works that it cannot be repeated.
他们死掉就停了,
and it ended when they died.
犹太人从来不知道耶稣在他面前, 那是历史上唯有的一次, 33年半, 神的儿子出现在历史中间。
And the Jews did not realize that it was a unique opportunity for the Son of God to be with them for 33 years.
他们前面看见耶稣新的生机, 超过历史里面, 从创世到耶稣时代, 所有的新的生机的书。
They can see because that Jesus has performed much more than all miracles at any time.
他们竟然眼睛瞎了, 没有办法看见, 这是上帝的作为。
But they were blind and cannot see the work of God.
当耶稣基督把一个很重要的神迹行出来的时候,
when Jesus performed a great miracle,
就是叫已经死了四天的拉萨路从死里面复活。
And that is in the resurrection of Lazarus who was dead for 4 days.
他们不是就跪在他面前夫妇说原来你是生命的主我从前不认识你如今我降服在你的面前。
They did not kneel before him and said, no, you are the Lord of life, I did not know you, and now I worship you.
相反的圣经说就因为耶稣叫拉萨路复活, 他们就商议,他们就定, 从那一天开始要把耶稣杀死。
On the contrary, the Bible says that because Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, they plotted to kill him.
这是何等可怜的一样的事情。
This is such a pathetic thing.
历史历代中间给我们看见树林的光景差不多一样。
In our generation, we can see the same thing regarding the spiritual life.
你们的祖宗的旷野使我贪污。
Your ancestors in the wilderness tested me.
你们的祖宗观看我的作为40年。
They tried to see what I have done.
你们的祖宗, 他们试探我, 他们不信我。
They tested and tried me and did not believe me.
他们的谎言在那个时代的人使我厌烦。
And in that generation, I am sick of them.
因为他们心里迷糊, 所以他们就不能看见我的作为。
Because their hearts are always going astray and they cannot see my ways.
所以到最后神被他们惹了怒气, 在怒气中间说, 你们断不能。
In the end, God was angered by him, by them, so he declared an oath on his anger, they shall never enter my rest. This is a pathetic situation. Why did God bring them out of Egypt? Because they were laboring without rest in Egypt. What was the purpose of their rescue? It was because God wanted them to rest with him. Himself. This is the purpose of salvation. God saved us so that we can share in his rest. But did the Jews receive this?
没有,
no.
犹太人不但没有得到这个安息,
the Jews did not receive this rest.
他们是受了上帝启示, 断不能进到这个安息里。
They are people who have received the revelation but will not enter the rest.
这是何等可怜的一件事情。
This is a really sad thing.
你还记得当上帝要灭绝整个以色列族的时候,
remember that when God wants to destroy all of Israel,
摩西痛苦哀求上帝, 不要灭绝他们。
Moses pleaded against that.
如果你把以色列在旷野中间灭绝了,
if you destroy Israel in the wilderness,
耶和华, 埃及人就讥笑我们。
Jehovah God, the Egyptians will laugh at us.
他们说以色列上帝能够把他们带出埃及，却不能把他们带进迦南。
They will say that the God of Israel can deliver them from Egypt, but not bring them into the promised land.
以色列的上帝是个没有能力的上帝。
The God of Israel has no power.
以色列的上帝是没有慈爱的上帝。
The God of Israel has no mercy.
以色列上帝是要杀灭他自己所拯救出来的百姓的上帝。
The God of Israel is a God who will kill his own people whom he has rescued. When Moses prayed in this manner, the wrath of God was stopped. And this is the theological question that arises from it. Is it that the love of God is not greater than the love of Moses? Was it Moses was more mature than God? It seems that it was Moses that reminded God not to lose control. Was this the case? Sometimes we think that our prayer will change God. Sometimes we think that because of our prayers, the church is revived. Sometimes we think that our spirituality is so great that the world changes because of our prayers.
我告诉你，绝对不是这件事。
I will tell you absolutely not.
当神要施行他公义的时候，
when God wants to execute His righteousness,
没人比神更公义的。
No one is more righteous than God.
神要施行他的慈爱的时候，
when God wants to show us His love,
没人比神更慈爱的。
Not one person is more loving than God.
所以，摩西的爱心不可能是超过上帝。
The love of Moses therefore cannot surpass that of God.
而摩西的公义也不可能超过上帝。
The righteousness of Moses cannot be greater than God.
只有神有绝对的公义，可以杀灭所有的人。
God is absolutely just, and He can destroy all.
因为他的灭绝和他的审判绝对不会违背他公义的原则。
His destruction will not be against His principles of righteousness. When the grace of God wants to come from His love, not a single person will have greater love than God. Not a single person can stop God from showing His mercy towards Him. When God wants a person to be tried, at the most difficult time, your speech and prayer will just prove your spirituality. This is a manifestation of Moses' faithfulness.
主啊，你不要灭绝以色列。
Lord, do not destroy Israel.
摩西很清楚看见神有绝对的自由行动，但是呢，他也知道许多的人要看神的拯救是怎么样的。
Moses knew that God had the freedom to do what he wants, but he also knew that people wanted to see how God will move.
这不是摩西改变上帝。
It was not Moses who changed God.
上帝正在试验摩西，在最紧要、最痛苦的关头中间，他的祷告是什么？他的回应是什么？他的表现是什么？
It was a trial by God to Moses to see his response at the most difficult time.
上帝说，摩西啊，我把以色列灭绝以后，我就兴起你成为摩西国。
Did God tell Moses that after I destroy Israel, I will revive you and your people?
是你，你的儿子，你的孙子变成一个大国。
So that your family will become a great nation.
从前是以国，现在变成摩国。
In the past it was Israeli, and now the nation belongs to
Moses. 从前是以色列族，现在变成摩西族。
Now the tribe will belong to Moses.
你要被兴起变成地上的大国。
Did God say that He will raise him to be a great generation?
当摩西听见这句话，他怎么讲呢？
What did Moses say?
他说：“主啊，我就等了很久了。”
Did he say that God, I've waited a long time?
原来今天这个应许才来到了。
Finally, the promise.
啊，感谢上帝，哈利路亚。
Thanks be to God, hallelujah.
我的子子孙孙有盼望了。
My descendants will have hope.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
dear brothers and sisters,
一个人不能没有自己的家庭。
A person cannot be without a family.
他的心和他的侍奉不可以被自己家族所限制。
But our hearts and our ministry cannot be restrained by our family.
一个人不可以没有自己的宗派。
A person cannot have not to have a denomination.
一个人侍奉一定要超脱宗派，成为神全家的福分。
But our ministry must surpass our denomination to be a blessing to the house of God.
归正神学不是要建立个宗派。
Reformed theology is not a denomination.
归正运动同这个宗教改革不是要建立一个新的宗教。
The reform movement is not to establish a new faith.
所以马丁路德一生最讨厌的一个字就是路德派这个字。
Martin Luther hated the word Lutheran the most.
Lutheran 这个字是他一生最讨厌、最不喜欢的一个字。
He hated the word Lutheran.
今天我们许多时候有这样的毛病。
Sometimes we make the same mistake.
人家你参加什么教会呢
？People ask you what denomination.
你不是说长老会，不是圣公，你说我参庞崇荣的教会。
You say I don't go to the Presbyterian or the Methodist. I go to Stephen Tong's church.
我参加某一个牧师的教会。
Oh, I go to a certain pastor's church.
教会怎么变成某一个牧师的呢
？How can a certain church belong to a certain pastor？
那么你如果很难离开这种。毛病的话
if it is difficult for you to erase this mistake,
至少那个牧师听见这句话应当很讨厌才对
at least that pastor should be not pleased with
没有什么叫路德的教会
there is no Lutheran church
没有什么叫做卫斯理的教会
or Wesley church
没有什么叫做唐崇荣的教会
or Stephen Tong church
教会是神自己的
because the church belongs to God
归正运动归正神学是一个精神
Reform theology is a movement and attitude
归正是一个历史
Reform is part of history.
归正是一个信念。
The Reformation is an attitude.
归正是一个原则。
The Reformation is a principle.
归正是一条道路。
Reformation is a direction.
归正是一个邀请。
Reformation is an invitation.
所有属耶稣基督的人都归到圣经的原则里面。
So that all who belong to Jesus Christ will return back to the principles of the Bible.
都凭着信心，不是凭着行为。
And it's by your faith and not your works.
都靠着恩典，不是靠着人的功劳。
It's by the grace and not the works of men.
Reform is a principle. Reform is an invitation. Reform is a will. The Church of Jesus Christ, together, all together, the body of the Jesus Christ Church, to return to the Bible.这个邀请对所有的公会、所有的宗派、所有基督徒发出了一个邀请。
This is an invitation to all denominations, all Christians.
摩西自己是利未族里面的人。
Moses belongs to the Levites.
但是他的心是为以色列全家。
But his heart was for the whole of Israel.
这个为以色列全家的人，这一个人才成为整个国家的一个民族的英雄。
That is why he is a hero for his people.
这个孙中山是广东人。
Dr. Sun Yat-sen is a Cantonese.
他的心不是为广东，为全中国。
But his heart was not to Canton, but for the whole of China.
Suharto is an Indian 人。
Suharto is an Indonesian.
他的心是为他自己家里几个孩子。
But his heart is towards his own children.
所以这就完全不同了。
This is absolutely different.
我常常对我教会的基督徒说。
I often say to the Christian in my church.
你们如果爱这个教会，过于爱上帝。你就在爱教会的事情上，你正在犯罪。
If you love the church more than you love God, you are sinning against God.
因为我们的教会不只是上帝的国度里面一个很小的小查经班而已。
Because our church is but a small Bible study group in the entire kingdom of God.
我们应当培养一个国际性的、普世性的基督徒的伟大的心态。
We ought to have an attitude that is universal in nature.
摩西就是上帝全家敬重。
Moses was faithful to the house of God.
最后他没办法挽回整个以色列人这种不幸的恶行所带来的果效。
But in the end, he could not erase the consequences of the unbelief of the Israelites.
不但如此，连摩西自己也在这样的事情中间失败。
And Moses himself failed in this matter.
这个完全所要描写的就是救人救性情，没有重生的救是没有办法讨上帝喜悦的。
This tells us that in our old self, we cannot be pleasing to God.
所以整个摩西就代表律法。
The whole of Moses represented the law.
摩西的侍奉就代表定罪的救赎的侍奉。
His ministry shows us the ministry of the Old Testament.
犹太人以摩西为骄傲。
The Jews are proud of him.
因为他们有了摩西所赐下的律法，他们就驾天下，他们比所有的民族更属灵、更高超、更靠近上帝。
They think that because they have the laws of Moses, they are greater and closer to God than any other people on earth.
这个正像一个乡下人到大城市来找医生，发现医院这么干净，医院这么先进。医院的机器这么好，而且可以把它里面六脏肺腑全部照出来，所以他来照了一张 X 光，回到乡下说：“我是全乡村最先进的人，你看我的肺部都给照出来了。”
It's just like a villager coming to the city and having an X-ray done and going home to show off the X-ray to his people, saying that they're cleaners.
所以乡下人都没有这样的机会。
All of you other villagers does not have the opportunity.
都没有见过这样的机器。
You have never seen such advanced machine.
我不但也见过，有事实证明，医生把我的名字记下来，这一张是我的肺部，你懂吗？我比你们更先进。
Not only that, I'm more advanced than all of you because I have the proof right here.
那个时候就一个医生刚好在那乡下，他说：“我看一看好吗？”
And then by chance, a doctor was passing by the village.
他看完了没有说, 称赞你, 你是全乡村最先进的人。
After he see the X-ray, he did not say that the person is the most
advanced. 你知道这一张讲什么吗?
He said, "Do you know what the X-ray says?"
这张告诉我, 我进了医院, 我受了 X光, 我的名字记在上面, 多么先进的。
The villager said, "It's a proof that I'm so advanced. My name is upon it."
他说不是, 下面一句话你没有读吗?
The doctor said, "You did not see the inscription at the bottom."
这个人肺病很严重, 快要死了。
He said that you're about to die because you have problems with the lungs.
虽然你很先进,
although you are very advanced,
但是这个整个先进的机器所要做的工作就是定罪的工作, 你懂吗?
But the most advanced machine wants to show you your problems.
所以摩西跟以色列人40年在旷野的结果因为不信全部都
In the same manner, because of unbelief, Moses and all the people fell because.
而摩西所指的是后来将要来的那个先知。
And his job was to prophesy the prophet that is to come.
所以整个旧约就是定罪的一个执事。
The Old Testament's ministry is in judgment.
就律法就是代表神公义对人的审判。
Law, the law represented the righteousness of God in judging men. And all of us who fail in the law tells us that we ought to be destroyed because of our unbelief. The Lord says that your ancestor tried and tested me. And for 40 years they want to see what I did. Have they seen it?
睁开眼睛却看不见。
They have open eyes, but they cannot see.
他们开他们的耳朵却听不明。
Their ears were open, but they do not understand.
因为他们心里迷糊，所以他们看不见我的作为。
Because their hearts are always going astray, and they have not known my ways.
所以上帝发怒说：“我岂是你们断不能进入我的安息？”
So God declared on oath on His anger, they shall never enter my rest. What does this mean?
这表示一个基督徒已经得救了。
It means a Christian may have been saved.
但是他没有办法享受得救应当有的这个平安喜乐。
But he cannot enjoy the peace and joy of salvation.
当一个基督徒已经脱离了魔鬼的捆绑。
When a Christian is rescued from Satan,
他当然没有办法享受在主里面所应许的丰盛的生命。
He still cannot enjoy the abundance life that the Lord has promised.
以色列已经脱离了法老的手掌。
The Israelites have been rescued from Pharaoh.
当他们在旷野中间倒闭的时候，没有得到上帝的安息。
But when they fell in the wilderness, they did not reach the rest from God. This is a sad stage. What about us, spiritually speaking? In chapter 3, verse 12 to
19,
we can see the situation of all these unbelieving people and the consequences of their unbelief. Let us think about this carefully.
讲解只讲一两节。
I'm not going to just explain one or two verses from here onwards. Because we've established that in chapter 1 and 2. I want to finish from verse 12 to
19.
Verse 12, see to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. Verse 12 starts with unbelief. And verse 19 ends with unbelief. This passage tells us of the unbelief and the fruits of their unbelief. This is the only place where unbelieving is connected with evilness. Gospel of John chapter 16 tells us that unbelieving is the greatest sin. They are afraid of the sin because they do not believe in me. When a person do not believe in God, he is treating God as a liar. If a person does not believe in God, he does not have the truth within him. Unbelief in itself is evil.
倒是非，把神的真实当作虚妄，把自己的虚妄当作是真理。
Because unbelieving is to turn things upside down, to turn the truth of God into lies and to treat your own lies as a truth.
我们应当何等谨慎，免得我们存这个不信的恶心。
So we ought to be very careful so that we will not have a heart of unbelief.
以色列人的祖宗因为不信，所以他们看不见上帝的作为。
Because of their unbelief, the Israelites cannot see the work of God.
所以这里提出了警告。你们不要因为不信的缘故把永生的上帝离弃了。
Immediately we see a warning here, do not leave God because of your unbelief.
你说不信怎么可能把永生的上帝离弃了？
How can an unbelieving heart bring us away from God?
我举个很简单的例子。
Let me give you a simple illustration.
如果你犯了一种很严重的病，一定要死。
If you have a very serious illness that will kill you,
没有人可以帮助你。
No, not a single person can cure you.
医生把一粒唯一的药带给你，所以你吃了你就一定会好。
And the doctor comes and give you this pill and say, consume this and you will surely be healed.
然后这个医生就去了。
And this doctor leave.
你就看看看这一粒药。
And you're looking at the pill.
真的这个药会使我好吗？
Is it true that it will heal me?
这个医生真的是要医我吗？
Is it true that this doctor wants to cure me?
看他的面孔好像是坏人。
He looks like an evil person.
可能他动机不良。
Maybe he had a bad motive.
我虽然一定会死。
Although I will surely die.
可能这个病还可以延长两三个月才死。
Maybe I can last for about 2-3 months.
但是我如果吃这一粒马上死怎么办呢？
What will happen if I consume this pill?
所以他想来想去，想来想去。
So we'll keep thinking about it.
会不会他要害我？不好意思讲，穿着医生的衣服，拿这一粒药来骗我呢？
Could it be that this person is trying to murder me and con me?
会不会这一粒药里面有毒品在里面？我吃了马上就。
Could it be that this pill will contain some poison?
所以想来想去，不信的恶心使你越来越不接受他的好意。
After that, your unbelieving heart will make you resistant to this.
你再看看这个药片。
And then you look at the pill again.
这个药片怎么可能可以医好呢？
How can this cure me?
你也不信。
The more you do not believe,
你也看不起这个东西。
The more you despise it,
你也不信。
The more you do not believe,
你也怀疑这个医生。
The more you be suspicious,
你也不信。
The more you do not believe,
你也不再尊重这个机会。
You will not respect the opportunity.
最后，因为你的不信。
In the end, because you are unbelief,
你就把这个当作是独有的东西，把它丢掉。
You will discard away that pill that can save you.
当你丢的时候
，When you discard it away,
你自己称赞自己，好在我没有吃。
You probably praise yourself and say, luckily I didn't eat it.
我吃了，可能我今天就是都死了。
If I eat it, I probably die of poison.
幸好我没有给他骗去。
Fortunately, I was not caught.
一个不信的人的恶心会把他害到一个地步。
And so the unbelieving heart can bring us to this stage.
轻看恩典。
To despise the grace.
怀疑动机。
To suspect the motive.
见大机会。
And to treat the opportunity away.
把神的恩典当作平常。
To treat the grace of God as normal.
历史上所有不信的人都犯同样的毛病。
In history, all the unbelieving people have the same mistake.
他不觉得当他把这个唯一能医好的药丢掉的时候。
When they throw away the only pill that can cure them.
也是丢掉了。那个医生可能做的最好的事。
They are also throwing away the greatest work that the doctor could have
accomplished. 丢掉了这个药在他身上可能发挥的功效。
They also throw away what the pill can do in their life.
他还以为自己以主动的自由做了他主权里面可以做的事情。
They still think that they are in charge and they have done things which is out of their own will.
当他把这个药丢的时候
，When the person threw away the pill，
也就是把自己的命。丢掉的时候
，It was the same as throwing away his life.
当他把这个药丢掉的时候
，When a person throw away the pill,
也就是把他永远的盼望丢掉了。
It is also the same as throwing away his eternal hope.
这个永远的盼望是从永生的上帝而来。
And this eternal hope comes from the living God.
所以这句圣经说，你们如果存不信的恶心，就把永生的上帝离弃了。
The Bible says, if you have a sinful, unbelieving heart, you turn away from the living God.
当一个人践踏上帝的恩典的时候
，When a person mistreats the grace of God,
践踏自己永远的命运。
He is mistreating his eternal life.
当一个人丢弃永生上帝的时候
，When a person abandons the ever living God,
他是丢弃了能使他得到永生的上帝。
He is abandoning the God who can give him eternal life.
当一个人不信上帝把永生赐给他的时候
，When a person does not believe that God gave him eternal life,
表面上因为他的不信，他丢弃上帝，而实实在在果效，他就把自己从神的恩典中间把他带出来。
On the surface, it seems that he has rejected God, but in reality, he is removing the grace of God from his life. This is a horrifying thing.
不信的人不是因为不能得救。
A person does not is not believing because he cannot be saved.
一个人不信不是因为他不能得救。
A person do not believe not because he cannot be saved.
A man Not because he, a man, is not saved, simply because he doesn't believe. 因为他不信给他,后来就不能得救。
Because he does not believe, so he cannot be saved.
那么这样呢, 神给恩典给他,
God gave him the grace.
因为他不信,
but because he does not believe, it was not that God's grace is not enough,
不是他没有机会,
or that he was not given the opportunity. Because his sinful and unbelieving heart removed all these opportunities. Hebrews therefore link sin with unbelieving heart. It's just like a sinful root. This is a frightening thing. What happens when a person abandons God? We see another effect there. What is this?
也就是他们就在罪恶中间受了迷惑了。
And that is, they are deceived by sin.
这就是这接下来的话告诉我们，总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，有心里就刚硬。
We see that in verse 13, but I encourage one another daily as long as it's called today, so that none of you may be hardened by
sinfulness.
When you are separated from the ever living God, there's no possibility for you to see everything through the eyes of God. You cannot use the wisdom of God to judge things. It is not possible for you to resist sin based on the grace of God.
所以接下去你就被罪所迷糊了。
The consequence will be that you will be deceived by sin.
所以继续不断使你的心昏暗下去，自以为聪明。
And sin will continue to darken your heart, and you think that you're very smart, but actually you're being foolish.
这个跟罗马书第一章所讲的完全吻合。
This is similar to Romans chapter 1.
因为他们知道上帝，却故意不把上帝当作上帝来荣耀他。
They know God, but they do not want to worship and glorify God.
他们无知的心就昏暗了。
Their ignorant heart becomes hardened.
所以你看见对神论的错误，就是一切败坏的心的基础。
You see that the mistaken notion of the doctrine of God is the foundation of all evils. The fear of God is the beginning of all holy living. And true wisdom starts from knowing God. This is something you will not see in any philosophy. The Greeks think that there are people that seek after the truth and wisdom.
所以哲学这个字用原来的意义来表达，也就是呢对智慧的爱好。
The word philosophy in its original language means the love towards wisdom.
一个哲学家是谁呢？就是好智者。
And a philosopher is a person who likes wisdom.
喜爱智慧的人。
A person who loves wisdom.
渴慕智慧的人。
Who seek after wisdom.
追求智慧的人。
Who seek and look after
philosophers.
So it's philosopher.
就philosophia，philosophy。 我爱智慧，这叫做哲学。
It means I love wisdom.
所以这个渴慕是从我里面出来，为了外面那个智慧的吸引力，我向他去，我去追求，我去渴慕他。
And this admiration comes from within to seek after something that's external because you love it so much.
但是智慧在希腊的意思到什么程度呢？
What does the Greek think of wisdom?
没有办法越过理性的范围。
They can only constrain it within their reason. Because the Greeks think that the reasoning power is the greatest. The seeking after the truth cannot exceed reason. This is the consequence of Greek philosophy. And wisdom in the Old Testament is completely different.
Paul Tillich 说希腊的这个宇宙观是个 plastic 一种这个自我封闭。 像这个塑胶性的一种宇宙观。
Paul Tillich says that the cosmology of the Greek is a plastic one.
但是基督教给我们看见的宇宙观不是。
But Christianity look at the cosmos in a different way.
我们不是闭门造车的一种宇宙观。
We do not have a self-contained idea.
向神开放的宇宙观。
But we are open towards God.
为什么叫做向神开放呢？
Why do we say we are open towards God?
因为我们知道这个世界的答案不在世界的里面。
Because we know that the answer of the world is not contained within the world.
创造世界的智慧是在世界的外面。
The wisdom that created the world is above the world.
世界里面隐藏的各样的智慧是创造者自己隐藏在里面受造界的奥秘。
The wisdom that we see in life itself is placed in the mystery by the Creator.
当希腊的文化是向里向自然向下看其深思默想盼望得到结果的时候
The Greek philosophers look down look within himself and try to think through his reason
他们一切学说的研究不能超过理性的范围
The consequence is that they cannot escape from the circumference of the reason
封闭系统带来的希腊哲学结果就自圆其说在自然界中间制造糊涂的一个结果
And this philosophy is contained within the nature itself and it has its own circular reasoning.
但是神所给我们的信仰的系统不是如此。
But the faith and structure that God has given us is not the same.
所以这里给我们的智慧是向神开出一个道路，向神发出一个内心的开唱的一个智慧的要求。
Here it tells us that wisdom is opening towards God to be going towards God.
敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
认识至圣者便是聪明。
To know the Holy One is smart.
一个敬畏上帝的是远离罪恶的人。
A person who fears God is far away from sin.
这里所说的智慧，所说的聪明，就变成人与神之间一种开放的一个交通，一种位格之间的关系。
The wisdom therefore describes the relationship between man and God.
所以我在说神论的错误，就是一切道德沦落的一个基础。
The mistake made in our doctrine of God therefore becomes the foundation of all the mistakes and evil
in the world. 对神的敬畏就是一切真正伟大的道德的一个开端。
And the fear of God is the beginning of true wisdom and ethics.